Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 124 of Ninjas and Super Spies. We're just wrapping up the martial arts powers, which have not been all they were cracked up to be. They look really cool on the surface, but when you dig into them, you find the anti-fun police of Palladium kind of ruining your day a little bit when you want to play a ninja. And it's no exception here in the Zenjōriki section, the catch-all martial arts powers section for kind of spooky spiritual martial arts powers, Jedi stuff, basically. This page offers you the ability to send your spirit outside your body to wander the world like a force ghost, the ability to do a vibrating resonance technique that allows you to break shit with your vibrating hand, the ability to calm the minds of others, and Kurumi Jutsu, which is Palladium's opportunity to offer you the ability to do all kinds of cool wirefoo stuff and then shit all over it. Kurumi Jutsu allows you to reduce your weight by 85%, which gives you the ability to do all kinds of cool stuff. You can, for example, walk on teacups. It's a specific example given in the book. That's cool, right? Everybody wants to fight on teacups. You can jump a really long way. You can climb things you wouldn't normally be able to climb. So, you know, you could climb a sheer brick wall, or you could do a series of leaps up onto the thin branches of a tree, which will support you because you weigh only as much as a tiny bird. You don't take any damage for falling up to 2,000 feet, so you're able to do that cool thing where you fall out of the air and land on the balls of your feet, and you're just fine. But here's the problem. When these things happen in a kung fu movie, they happen, unsurprisingly, in the context of kung fu. You know, you're flying through the air from treetop to treetop, wielding your sword, right? Because you are having a kung fu fight. You're not just having fun dicking around in the trees. Not that you wouldn't do that, but that's not the part of the kung fu life that is depicted in kung fu movies. It's usually the rough part where you're fighting with other people who can also stand on treetops. It's not presumably the other 90% of kung fu life where you just throw your hands out and up like Naruto and jump around in the trees like, wee! Kung fu is fun most of the time. No, that's not what we want. What we want is kung fu action. And the problem with Kurumi Jutsu is that, quote, it requires total concentration, and the character can perform no other attacks, defenses, or actions during the melee round when the character is using the power. It goes on to say, quote, duration is indefinite as long as the character continues to concentrate on being lightweight. Combat will break the concentration. So yes, Palladium tells you, you can leap high into the air, you can make a 50-foot jump, you can climb way up on a sheer wall using only your fingertips, but if at any point you attempt to do kung fu, or if you have kung fu done to you, if you are, through no fault of your own, kung fu'd in midair, your concentration is broken and you crash to earth. Like Icarus, you tried to rise up on invisible wires too close to the sun, and it was up to Palladium to come in and slap you down and remind you that while kung fu is cool, it's not that cool. You're not so great, lest you think you're such a hotshot that you can do cool things and engage the Palladium combat system? No way, buddy. You can frolic in the treetops, or you can get down into the melee and grind out 4 actions per round just like everybody else. This is actually pretty dangerous because you can end up high up in the air. I mean, of all the kung fu powers to have cut out at a crucial moment, the ability to climb fragile things, to stand on surfaces that can't support you, to fall without taking damage, and to leap high into the air, those are all things that, like, if they go wrong in the middle, you're in real trouble. I'm particularly amused by the thought of this happening to a Tiger-style master, because Tiger-claw-style automatically gets Kurumi Jutsu because you're supposed to be graceful like a cat. But if you attempt to actually, like, climb up a tree and then jump from tree to tree with Tiger-claw-style, and then somebody punches you, or somebody tries to punch you and you forget what you're doing and, like, parry out of instinct, suddenly your full weight returns, and you are going to, in a very uncat-like fashion, crash and burn. You're going to go from full-on tiger mode to suddenly seeming very much like a dude in a tiger outfit, landing on his very human back in the dirt. Poetic justice for someone who attempts to weaponize the furry lifestyle? Perhaps. But nonetheless, it is bad game design. It is unnecessarily punishing game design. and it's the dumbest thing on this page. To watch a bunch of wire fu movies and come away with the impression that it is impossible to do kung fu while flying through the air, I think that kind of genre blindness pretty much throws a lot of light on the rest of the design of this book that is allegedly about cinematic ninjas. So that's it for all these little martial arts tricks and powers. Next time, we're moving on to the meat of the combat system on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.